Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. This month, a new hope was felt by mom-and-pop brick-and-mortar stores across California. Finally, online sales in California will be subject to the very high sales tax rates that those of us in the real world are obligated to collect. Why am I celebrating? Well, because in a free society, all the joys and the burdens of the tax code ought to be felt by everyone equally. California is going to be the 30th state to insist on the need for online retailers to collect sales tax starting this month. Companies selling product online are now required to charge you if you live in the state. It might sound like common sense, but for too many years, the online retailers were able to cheat the system and not collect taxes. While customers felt like they were gaining by saving, the reality was that many real brick-and-mortar stores were forced to either downsize or close because they couldn't compete against such an unfair tax advantage. Watch your local merchants in the next few years. I predict you will begin to see once bare shelves become more filled because you will begin to see higher level inventory that you typically didn't see. With the sales tax no longer a weapon of the online retail space, the local merchants have an opportunity to score some wins and move forward. Now, just because I'm happy that all online sales are being taxed, that doesn't mean I'm happy with the ridiculously high rate. According to the Tax Foundation, California ranks 49th for the worst state in the nation when it comes to sales tax. The only state worse is Louisiana. California has been a fiscal nightmare for a long time, and while I'm sure the governor is looking forward to the new revenues from online sales, the only way to save the state's budget is to cut programs and as much non-essential fat as possible. If Governor Newsom really wanted to save his economy, he would announce a plan to lower the state sales tax from the current 7.5 down to 6%. With so many more residents now paying sales tax, our state government ought to be able to function on a 6% tax rate, just like the states of Texas and Florida somehow managed to. Yes, I know online shopping probably felt swell, saving 8.5% by avoiding the local store and instead clicking a mouse or swiping your finger on a phone. But imagine what would happen to our community if every single person shopped online. Over the years, by running commercials on stations like this one, we merchants have run radio spots advocating for the need to buy local. While that messaging has done some good, I'm excited to see the market correction that is soon to happen as the playing field is now morally and ethically leveled. This has been Anthony Mantova for your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.